Academic Hannah Alcock attended the 2010 protests as a student, and now lectures on the history of protest at the University of Edinburgh. She explained that throughout history, from the 1866 Hyde Park suffrage riots to the student demos, protest crowds have often pushed to go further than their organisers or the authorities will allow for. And yet, as febrile as the atmosphere around Brexit and austerity have been in the 9 years since the student protests and the London riots, large protests have appeared calmer, on the face of it, at least. In the UK, that really aggressive and confrontational policing that emerged post 9/11 seems to have diminished now, Alcock said. Maybe it's because the protesters themselves are less radical, but it's also because there's been a turn toward more subtle methods of policing crowds, techniques like increased surveillance and intelligence gathering. The changes to crowd policing in the last decade owe a great deal to the behind-the-scenes policy work by crowd psychologists. Clifford Stott has worked with police and football authorities for many years to discourage heavy-handed policing. One turning point, he told me, was the 2011 Liberal Democrat conference in Sheffield, where South Yorkshire Police trialled Stott's recommendations. Unlike Brighton, Liverpool, Birmingham or Manchester, the city was not used to hosting conferences for a party of government, and substantial student and anti-austerity protests were expected. In preparation, police established a new dialogue unit of police liaison teams, PLTs, in blue tabards, recruiting individuals to move among the crowd, talking to them, rather than policing in numbers from the outside. What we found was these dialogue units were policing the police, said Stott. They were stopping unnecessary interventions. The PLTs were reassuring the commanders that an intervention wasn't needed. Instead of riot cops wading in, de-escalation and crowd self-regulation took over. Since then, Stott said, this approach has become more common. Where the police have these capacities for dialogue and communication, there's less disorder. It's that simple.